I know in my experience, when I did my renovation in 2016, well, the first part of the project marathon that I like to call it, I also worked full time while I was trying to do the renovation because I stupidly couldn't take any time off work. But what I wish I had done in hindsight is had a bit of a gap year and really, well, not even a gap year, but had a bit of a gap from work and was able to really focus my time and energy into my build the way I would have really liked to. And anyone who's done our Build Her course will know that that is, we do talk about the realities of building and how much time you really do need, because we think that's a huge area where people underestimate. So today I'm talking to Candice. She's one of our builders and she's at a really exciting part of her build because it's coming close to the end. Candice has had a really interesting journey, so we thought it'd be great to invite her along.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders,
our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Tell me about your gap year, because you set out to build, do your build, but you also wanted to take a break from the corporate financial services world that you were in.
I guess my journey started when I was still working, and I guess, yeah, trying to do it whilst you're working, in the end, I had to face into the fact that it was just really hard, because we, and that really was how we ended up, after looking at architects and looking at all different options whilst I was still working, we ended up seriously considering a volume builder because of just not being able to get to all of the things that I knew by the time, you know, I had to get to. And yeah, I was lucky to then have this opportunity to have a gap year, and I thought, oh, here it is, and maybe I can consider taking the gap year and taking this on as a project, and that would be my job, I guess, for the year. And yeah, so the gap year ended up being a gap half year, because I then got this job unexpectedly and I had to take it, so I ended up sort of doing half and half. But really, in the time that I had off, you know, the 6 months that I had off, this was my full-time job. I basically spent, you know, a very leisurely mornings. So I got to do my yoga and have my coffee, but I was straight into basically working on this project all day.
There's so much research. I know, and we were just talking about your journey and how you've got to coming to nearly the end of a build now, but you've been through it all. And if you wanted to share a little bit about your journey and your pathways that you've explored to ultimately get to where you are now, it's really interesting, because without that time to really understand the nuts and bolts, and because you've been through so many different processes with different, I want to call them professionals or suppliers in the market, you've got a lot of insight into how they, what are the pros and the cons to each one.
I guess when I started just not having any experience in building and renovating, I really had no idea, not really knowing the property market. I wanted to make sure we did the right thing, that, you know, we did the smartest thing and we got the best outcome. And I also really wanted a shortcut way to say what's the best. Someone just tell me what's the best path to go down. And what I learned was that, you know, no one can really tell you that. You have to do the homework yourself. Of course, like the Build Her course really helped just step out all of the different paths, I guess, in a really simplified way. But before I learned all about Build Her, we started talking to architects, we paid for architects, we looked at volume builders, we looked at, I guess, like more boutique volume builders. And, you know, I think this is quite a common journey, especially if you're new, and I think it's okay to have spent money. We paid for architects that we didn't use, we paid for more boutique volume builders that we never used. So we ended up spending quite a few thousand dollars on things that we in the end decided wasn't the right path for us. But I guess in the interest of wanting to proceed, I just thought, okay, we can research forever and not start this project. And it had been already almost a year of us umming and ahhing about, do we knock down, do we rebuild, do we renovate, do we do a small reno, do we do a big reno? But yeah, I think not being afraid to let it go when you've committed some money. In the scheme of things, when I look back now, that was, you know, such a small amount of, I guess, tuition fees to pay to learn about it all. There was no easy way out, because what you want out of it is personal to you, and you need to be clear about what that is. And I guess budget is a huge part of that as well.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, because one, you have to commit some fees to be able to start something. And often you need someone to maybe draw up a concept for you or work up a feasible option for you, because you're not sure where you can start. But it's one of those things where it's a little bit of hindsight. So you don't know what you don't know until you start. And then once you start and you find out a little bit more, being able to take that information and dissect it to say to yourself, hey, actually, this is not working for me. I need to look at a different avenue. And I really commend you on taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture, because a lot of people will, after they've committed some money, stay the course. And what that actually means for them is that they could end up spending an extra $200,000 on their build, which was out of their budget. But because they have invested money and time and emotion into that process, it's really hard to take a step back and start again.
Exactly. I think looking back now, the first thing that we spent money on was getting concepts drawn by an architect. And when that kind of was done, I thought, I'm not sure if this is really, it was worth it. It was kind of I felt unsure about, I don't know if I would do that again. But now we've actually gone back to those original concepts and, you know, really, really use those to basically flesh out the plan that we have today. And that's, you know, coming full circle when we've gone and pushed that aside and looked at a totally different option and looked at the volume builder option and a boutique volume builder option. And yeah, paid for it. And then I guess through that process, like you say, we realized this is not what we want. Yeah. When you're really walking through the floor plan of the design of, you know, the volume builder homes, you realize this is not what you want. And had I not done that, I may not have had that clarity.
Candace has got what a lot of people would be looking to do is refurbishing the front part of the house, knocking off a bit of the back and doing quite a great extension, which opens up that space and creates that living, open plan, living, dining. Yeah. What I loved about your story too is that I remember when I first spoke to you, like you were clear about your budget, right? So actually from your point of view, what I felt your approach to your journey was, I have a budget and I need to find a product that I can get within that budget. And that's a great way to approach the problem of building. How do you solve the problem of building? So now you explored a whole range of different options and you ultimately settled on hiring a builder. So tell me a little bit about how that process went about and what's happened on site so far.
Yeah, I guess I was quite clear on wanting to make sure that I don't fall into the trap of overinvesting. Mm-hmm. And I just know you can get away with, or you can get carried away once you start looking at things and you start wanting all these nice things. I just knew that about myself, that I had to force myself to stay in the box because I could end up overspending. And, you know, when you see really nice things, you kind of want to have it all. So I said to myself from the beginning that I need to be really clear about this. And the template that I got from Builder was really helpful for me to actually understand, okay, I only really have this much to spend, because all of those things that you don't see cost money and you don't know how much things cost. And I found that to be really hard to begin with because I, you know, had no experience. So how much do you get for $200,000? How much do you get for $400,000? I don't know. How much is it to have temporary fencing up? Is it 300 or is it 3,000? Like you don't know, right? So I was lucky to have the time at home to do the work, and just you have to put in the work and get the quotes for you to start to get an idea as to, you know, are things going to be 50 grand or 10 grand for you to start working out how much you have to spend on what. So once I've done that, and throughout that process, I met with a lot of trades, got a lot of quotes for different parts of the jobs. And I was still in the beginning phase, planning on doing, I guess, what do you call the mixed model? The build her?
Oh, the blended build her?
The blended build her model. I thought, when I looked at all the options, I thought, yep, that could be a good one to do, a blended build her option. So instead of getting an architect, I just basically found a drafts person and got them to draw up technically what we wanted and just tried to, I suppose, figure out the rest on my own and use the Facebook community that we have to help me finalize my floor plan. Yeah, so I was going to go down the path of the blended builder, and I thought I'll get a carpenter and they can help kind of manage the build, and mm-hmm. I can kind of manage all the trades all around it. And when I guess had to end my gap with my job, and now understanding how much time it takes for this to really work, I thought it's best for me to then split up the task to get a builder to do most of the building. And I managed to find this builder who was really flexible and was really happy for me to, you know, still do some of the bits that I thought I could handle, and him kind of take on some of the other bits and some parts be flexible for us to decide along the way. So yeah. So that was really a really big reason why I chose to go with him. His price was also really good, but he wasn't the cheapest. But I thought he was, really suited the way I needed to work and the way I thought I wanted to work.
It's not all price. It's price and experience.
Mm, yeah, exactly. He did a house actually up the road, and that's how we met him and we found him. And speaking to, you know, taking again lots of learnings from the Build Her course, you know, we just said, knocked on a door and said, hi, we're up the road.
Yes, we do recommend other door builders.
Yeah, so that's how I ended up going down the path of hiring a custom builder. And so far it's been really good, I guess. What was really helpful for me, I think, also was the mindset coming in. And I think it was one of the modules in the course talks about building is not a linear process. And I think you get frustrated when you have to go back and you just think, oh, that was done. But I think understanding that that's the way it should be and that's the way it is really helped me just have a much more enjoyable experience all the way through. Because when things had to go back and go forward, I wasn't frustrated and I just thought, oh, this is how it is. And also that when, you know, things will go wrong because it is a plan. And I think that also really helped, just knowing that you cannot expect everything to go to plan because you can't. So that also was really helpful. And I've been really lucky. There's been not many issues or dramas along the way. I've been really blessed with this project. And yeah, so far it's been really good.
Now, a lot of women will email in or ask us about the time commitment for building or managing a build or being involved in the build. And there are different time commitments for different models that you might adopt. But in sort of your experience, do you want to run us through a bit of the day-to-day? So how much time have you had to put in over a week? Or what are the things that you found were really time-consuming? Or what are the things that you found you could, you know, get done on the move?
When I wasn't working, so in my gap sort of 6 months, I was pretty much on it 5 days a week, full time. I knew nothing about the industry, knew nothing about building. So I had a lot of learning to do. So a lot of my time was spent researching. I stumbled onto lots of things that I just started reading, like passive house design and different planning requirements and different building materials. So I spent a lot of time researching those different types of things to do with the build. And also when I knew that I was going back to work, I thought I'm going to have to prioritize all of the things that I know will take dedicated time and focus on and make sure I get them done. And for me, there were things like just picking all of your bits, all of your taps and your tiles and your materials and the colors. So I thought I should just do that now, because I just knew that those things will take time and I didn't want to feel like, you know, it was a chore or I had to try and squeeze it in. So that took up time. So I guess a lot of time. So I would say 5 months of full time working on this to get quotes, research, and then do material selection. I was somewhat lucky that when I went back to work, we were in lockdown. So there were bits and pieces that I had selected, but I didn't purchase. So I did all my research. I said, all right, these are the things that I've chosen. I'm not going to buy them yet in case, just to give myself the flexibility in case I decided to change my mind at the end. And towards the end, because we were in lockdown, I think that was a good thing. I couldn't go driving around looking at stuff. I just had to look online and buy online. So a lot of the things I never saw. So all of my lights and my taps I never saw before I bought them. So all of my lights I just bought online.
Right. Okay.
And when they came, they came. So
I mean, you've got to keep the build moving, right? And so you've got to do what you've got to do when you have to do it.
Yeah. So when I went back to work, a lot of that heavy lifting had been done. And because I went with the builder model, basically, essentially is mostly the builders doing a lot of the heavy lifting, I maybe would spend maybe one full day a week. So I would spend my half day on Sundays just managing the budget and any other bits and bobs trades that I had around. So I, you know, did my own cabinetry and I'm doing my own landscaping and sourcing my own material. So I was, I would say half a day a week on a Sunday I would spend just doing all the
You don't realise there's a lot of time involved in paying bills, checking invoices, ordering materials, getting stuff delivered, logistics. Jeez, I didn't even realise that you went back to work 6 months ago. So really impressed by that. Now, I know that you have got the building bug. And I wanted to know a little bit about what you're thinking about doing in terms of your future. Is building going to be part of your life going forward, or what are your thoughts around that?
You know, in amongst all of the work that you do, I like to like mix up the tasks so I get to do some fun bits and some boring bits. So, you know, when I'm sick of looking at tiles, I'll go look at furniture just to mix it up. And when I'm sick of looking at furniture, I'll look at inspo for the kitchen and mix it up. So along the way, I'm sure, you know, many of us have saved lots of inspo picks for kitchens and living areas and all sorts of different parts of the house that all have different styles. And I guess one of the exercises that we have to do is put it all on a page, one room per page, nothing more. And that forces you to really get really clear and really focused on, okay, this is the style of the house that I'm going to do for this project. But I often look back, and as I'm referencing back photos to try and complete my current project, I see all the other photos that I go, oh, when am I going to get to do that kitchen? Or when am I going to get to do that house? And that would be cool to do something like this. So I guess I'm now looking forward to my next project and what that's going to look like. I don't know. I think once we move in, we'll start thinking about, you know, what the next one is. And I don't know where what we'll do with this house. I mean, we're definitely moving back in, but it's not a forever home. We may be, I don't know how long we'll be in there for before we sell it. But certainly, wanting to think about the next project, and I have no idea how big or how small or what it's going to look like. But yeah, definitely planning on the next one, and hopefully, you know, we'll just keep going.
What I think that you've got out of that 6 months is a really solid foundation of understanding. You'll never know everything you need to know, but what I am taking away from our chat actually is that you can learn a lot when you need to learn it, and the value of spending the time to do that is exponential, because your learning now from this first build is huge. Going into the next build, there'll be something else to learn, but it'll be a layering. And I really want to commend you on taking that time, having that resolve to sit down and actually do the research, because I think it's fantastic. And I think that as women, you actually have the capacity to understand and learn a lot when you can break it down and when you've got a network of people around you. So I'm just in awe, actually.
Oh, thank you. I learn from the best.
Pat myself on the back. But also do the exercise to sit down and go, hey, in that 6 months, I wasn't working, but I was working on my build. And how much have I actually saved in my build? But now I've also upskilled myself and I've opened myself into a new different type of lifestyle. What could that bring for me? Because I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. That was how I was looking at it, to say, okay, if I'm not working in a traditional job earning an income, then I'll earn an income managing my own bill, because I could save more or as much as what I would be doing earning
income
doing a normal job. So yeah.
And you get to have the lifestyle that you want. So it's really making that work for you in the time that you have and with the capacity that you have. But
and
it is really exciting.
Yeah.
I'm like, people don't get how cool the building industry is. Like, no day is the same. You get to be creative. You get to be pragmatic. You get to problem solve. It's super cool. So if you're listening to this podcast and you have been thinking about what is actually in the building industry, there's a realm of jobs that people don't know about, right? There's a huge realm of jobs that people don't know about that satisfy all different types of personalities and interests. So just do it. Get in the building industry. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Candice, thank you so much for coming over and having a chat with me today. I've absolutely loved our chat.
Thanks for having me.
And I can't wait to have our build home mixer or have a site visit or do something at your house, because I've just invited us to come.
You are always invited.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Build In with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.